Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. It's going to be a big weekend in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Come on, I tell you now, she's going up tonight.
She's going to be going up, boys. Yes, every year they have an annual, or at least semi-annual, driving festival over there. And with me to talk about it on the other end of my line is Brett Whalen, manager of St. John's Raceway and Entertainment Center. Brett, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me, Norm.
Let's talk about this event. First of all, what exactly is the name of the event?
The name of the event is the Canadian Driver Showcase, and last year wasn't the first year we had it. We had it in 07, and then we didn't have it in 2008, but then we had it again last year. And we just invite a lot of the top drivers from across the country down to, you know, take part in the races, and we have our biggest stake race ever. Well, the biggest race we've ever had in Newfoundland, going for an excess of $5,000. The Meridian Farms Pace there, sponsored by Bill Andrews, so at Meridian Farms, so we're really generous of him to do that for us. So,
well, you guys really do attract some big names. I was looking over at the website from last year's event. You had Rick Zeron, Luke Ouellette, of course, your own Brad Forward. I think I saw London's own Donnie McElroy in the picture as well, if I wasn't mistaken. Was he in there?
Yeah, no, that was our 2007 one. That was the first one that we had, last year we had also Todd Trites and Guy Gagnon from Ottawa coming.
Yeah.
We're trying to get people from all across the country in this year. We got Doug McNair's coming in this year, and Simon Allard will be the first time they've ever come down here, so it should be a good event.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Simon always answers the call. He's a good guy. We call him the kid over here, or the French phenom, and he'll certainly put on a good show for you. I was watching some of the documentary done on Brad Forward not too long ago, and I was, very pleased, not surprised, but pleased to see the kind of crowds that you guys get there for your racing. It really is a community event, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. We get a lot bigger crowds than the places I've seen in Ontario on big stakes days. We're never shortage of people here. That's one thing we can say, that every time, as long as the sun shines and we have big crowds, and even with the bad weather, they still come out and cheer on their hometown favorite, so it's good.
Yeah, what kind of a crowd would you normally get on a good night?
A couple hundred people easily here on a normal race day, and this weekend we have Thomas Amusements, which is like the local carnival fair that goes around. So that brings in, 1,000 or so people itself, and then with this big, the biggest race we've ever had in Newfoundland, and all the drivers coming down in the showcase. We also have the 4-H clubs kind of having a petting farm here for the kids and stuff, so we're having a whole bunch of different events here this weekend, and hopefully we should be able to fill the place.
I have no doubt that you will, and it really is a testament to the fact that harness racing is still very strong at the grassroots level. Tell me, how long has St. John's Raceway been in existence? Pardon my ignorance, but this is new to a lot of us, call us upper Canadians, I guess, or those of us from away. How long has that track been operating?
The track's been operating since 61. It was built in 61. It's been known as a lot of different names. Most commonly, the Avalon Raceway and Twin River Downs and the Lakeside Downs, and now St. John's Racing and Entertainment Center. But it's been around since 61, and still going strong. So.
Yeah, and you race how many months of the year?
We start in June, and we end the first week of June, and we end the end of October. So we go throughout the summer. We go about 25 starts, mostly Sundays with a scattered Wednesday throughout the good months. So
it really is part of the culture there, isn't it? When you look at people like members of the Forward family, who, for example, are making bread by morning and training their horses, later on in the morning. It's hard work, but it's certainly a labor of love, isn't it?
Oh, no, it really is. People love it here. We have a lot of younger people actually getting involved in the industry here, and everything seems to be growing and going forward. So, it's really encouraging. We put a lot into it, redoing the track and the barns and the property and stuff like that, and the people keep investing in the high-quality horses, and we're getting the stakes program going here, which they never had really before. So every year the purses keep getting higher and higher, and obviously with that, the better quality of horses are getting bought too.
The province of Newfoundland has produced some very noteworthy horse people. Of course, Brad Forward, the first one that comes to mind, but there have been others. In fact, we're very proud over here at Rideau to have the McDonald family, cousins of Brad Forward, Gary and Matt and his wife Suzanne, doing very well over here. So there really is that ingrained, as it were, culture of harness racing, which is pretty amazing when you think about all the years that Newfoundland was, you know, geographically cut off from the mainland, yet they still managed to nurture a racing culture.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting that it could keep it going. Even Newfoundland was part of the original Atlantic Sire Stakes program when it was introduced there years ago. So, you know, people ship their horses. It's obviously quite a trek to get out here, but, you know, harness racing survived here. They used to race on the frozen lakes, you know, back in the 50s and stuff like that, and they all pitched in and kind of built the track here, a whole bunch of horsemen, and it's just been going forward since then.
Yeah, you can really take an ownership in it, which I think is just remarkable. So the event takes place when again?
That's this Sunday, July 11th, and post time's 2 o'clock Newfoundland time.
All right. Bring your good attitude and be ready to have a good time.
Yeah, no, it should be good. We want to thank everyone for, you know, obviously all the drivers, Brad Forward, Todd Trites, Phil Houdon, Simon Lard, Mark McDonald, Jody Jameson, Doug McNair, and Scotty Coulter for, you know, taking time out of their schedules to come down, and all the people that, you know, helped support the event. And Scott Forward was pretty much the organizer, so he did a lot of getting all these guys down. And we got the Delta to sponsor all the guys, all the drivers that come down with rooms for the night. So
nice.
They'll be down just a block away from Torridge Street, so they'll probably like that. But,
yeah. Yes, for those who have never been to St. John, George Street is basically a street where, well, it's all one great big bar. is that pretty accurate?
Well, I could be wrong in saying this, but it's the shortest street in Canada, or one of them, and it's got the most bars per capita on, so it's got them packed on top of each other, so it's a good time.
I was there in Newfoundland a few years ago, and the one regret I had was that I never got screeched in. You got to make sure some of those drivers that come in for the event get screeched in. Do you just want to explain what that is?
Well, getting screeched in is a Newfoundland tradition. There's a kind of liquor called Newfoundland Screech. And what they do, it used to be you had to kiss a cod, and then, you know, to kind of say a little thing, and then get you to take the shot. But now I guess they switched to kissing a puffin, which is the local bird. So they have, it's just a, usually a little stuffed animal of the bird, and they make you kiss that, and then they kind of give you a little, sing a little spiel for you, and then get you to take the shot, and then sign a piece of paper making it an honorary Newfoundlander. So.
I love it. Listen, have a great time there this weekend. Brett Whalen, manager of St. John's Raceway and Entertainment Center. All the luck in the world. Thanks for being on Tarot Radio.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time to have me.
Not a problem. Bye-bye now.